Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
So yeah, the game is obviously underway. Bottom of the fourth as we speak. 1-0 Tigers. They put a run up in the first inning. And so the Guardians are playing from behind here today. I got a chance to talk to Jake yesterday, Nick, about, you know, this series and the emotions of clinching the division the way that the Guardians did and the comeback and how historic it was. And the sense that I got from Jake was that the playoffs were kind of gravy for him. Like, just the historic run they went on and everything that came with that was such a special thing that he will remember this forever as a Guardians fan. And I can absolutely respect that. It deserves its own sort of place and time to remember. But as you wake up today, as this game's already started, 1-0, fourth inning, all these things, I want like a clear idea from people. Like, now that that's all out of the way and the playoffs are here and we're watching a game now play out in front of us, what is like your actual expectation for the Guardians? Like, are you expecting them to make a deep playoff run? Because this is still the same team that was in the ALCS a year ago and then didn't do much in the offseason to get better and try to improve upon that.
That's
it's just
the thing.
They draped it in now this historic magical run to get here, and I think everyone kind of has amnesia about what actually went on before that.
That's the thing, man. Like, I'm just kind of happy to be here, and I'm a person that usually operates under the belief of, like, in sports, there's no such thing as house money. Because how many times do we see teams, you know, get all the way to the mountaintop and then they're not able to cross the finish line? You know, I like to think back to like the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2011, 2012, when they had KD, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and everybody was like, this is a team that's going to be a force to reckon with for years to come. They ran into a buzzsaw that's LeBron James in his prime. Like, this group will have a ton of time to be able to get over the hump and win a championship, and they never did until this year. Like, it took them over a decade to get back to that point. So I never like to say, like, oh, a team is playing with house money. But with these Guardians, like, it's hard for me to watch the games and really think, like, this is a team that I expect to go win the American League, or this is a team that I expect can go win the World Series. And we always say with baseball, like, once you're in, anything can happen.
Yeah,
and obviously,
yeah,
that's what we're all pulling for in Cleveland. But it feels like to me, in order for this Guardians club to really do anything worthwhile, it has to be like the movie Major League, like, where you have a team of guys that really aren't that talented, but you find a way to unlock them. Because outside of Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez, like, I just don't know where the offense is going to come. I think you could get past Detroit,
yeah,
because you've had their number all year, dating back to the postseason last year. I just don't know if, like, expecting them to be able to go toe-to-toe with some of the Giants that have made this MLB postseason, if that's really fair to them.
Yeah, I think the concept of just getting in, first of all, I think that's what the Guardians have kind of built their team around. Like, that's the theme every year is, hey, if we just get in, anything can happen. And this year, they just so happen to be the hottest team in baseball coming into the playoffs, which adds another element to that, because it's like, well, hey, if you're the hottest team in baseball, maybe this is the Colorado Rockies from 07, where, like, they can, even though they have an inferior team, make a run to the World Series. Who knows? And I think that is maybe the dream that fans would hold on to. But I agree with you on the expectation part of this, because, again, this last month doesn't negate that we saw this team have one of the most anemic offenses in baseball this year, that they entered the postseason with it. I think they still did enter the postseason with a negative run differential for the year. That they lost 10 games in the middle of the summer and then lost 9 of 10 games right before they went on this magical run in September. Like, this is still that same team. And so I think having extremely lofty expectations is crazy to a degree. Other than you're, you know, sort of hoping on and dreaming on a prayer that because they're so hot that, you know, it all kind of comes together. But I also understand where fans are like, we made the ALCS last year, so I think they should at least get back to that. I just want like a legitimate idea of how fans feel about this team. I guess for me, I think you at least have to get past the Tigers to sort of validate everything you did in September. Not that it won't be memorable still. Not that people weren't excited about it or won't still be excited about it if this season ends in this wild card round. But if you lose to the Tigers after all that, after mounting this ridiculous comeback and all these things in the wild card round, it'll just kind of be like, what was it all for? Like, you were better than this team down the stretch. They melted down and fell apart. This is the team that everybody said they wanted to play this time of year because they're all in their heads and all these different things. If you fall short to them, I think it does kind of become this, yeah, it was a really cool thing, but what was it really all for if we were just going to lose to them in the wild card round?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, is that fair?
I think so. I think that's fair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Just look at it like, man, this is a team that probably used everything that they had in them to get to this point. And if they can't get past Detroit, like especially today with like Trick Scoobal on the mound, like you had to beat this guy twice in order to get here. So like if he gets the best of you today, it's almost like a throw your hands up in the air and say whatever. And it is more of a, you know, it is more negativity on like, how'd you get that far back? Because had you not gotten that far back in the division, maybe you would have had a little more steam to use come postseason time. I just really wonder, like, say they get past Detroit. Like, what's that Seattle Mariners series look like where they've got Josh Naylor now, and that's a guy that you lost this offseason who gave you 100-plus runs batted in throughout the regular season. You know, last offseason, you lose Andreas Giménez, a platinum glove second baseman, and you see already in this game today, like, Jonathan Rodriguez had an error in this game. Like, it hasn't been as clean as it was last year, and I think that's because of some of the subtractions that they had.
It would be something if they win, and then which I think people I understand the Tigers are favorite today at least, but if the Guardians advance and they do face Seattle, who now has, well, obviously that's not the team they directly traded Josh Naylor to, but they have Josh Naylor, that will be a fun storyline for the second round for the ALDS if they get there. But no, listen, I think what I understand for sure, like the fan perspective on this of like they used everything to get here. I kind of said it yesterday too, Nick. I kind of wonder, like, you mentioned the Scoobal part of this. You beat him two times during that stretch to get here. Today's that day where it feels like, is the other shoe going to drop? Can they really beat him a third time? We'll see if they can pull it off. By the way, as we're having this conversation, it looks like the Guardians just scored a run. This is going to review. I don't know who slid in at the plate. Yeah, they tied it. They did.
Martinez, okay. And it was overturned.
Yeah, Martinez slid in at the plate, and the throw it looked like was high and late, and he actually touched in. So we got a 1-1 ball game
new
now
ball
over
game.
At Progressive.
There new ball game. And I do think that there's something also to be said in the Scoobal conversation where, like, if you get after him today, and I know they've, you know, just got a run back and got two on here. If you get after him today, I mean, you've put yourself in the driver's seat. I know that that number's out there and the stats out there that ever since they flipped to those best of three wild card series, the team that wins game one typically gets the job done. Right. And you look at who the Guardians are starting tomorrow. Obviously, Tanner Bibee is really good. Gavin Williams doing his job thus far. So we'll have to see what shakes out with the Guardians as this show rolls on, Spencer, but it's going to be a heck of a couple of days here.
Well, and to that end, the Tigers, the one thing the Tigers have to hang their hat on in the series is we have the best pitcher in baseball that we're throwing in game one. Beyond that, Jake talked about it a ton yesterday. He doesn't really like much stuff that the Tigers offer from rotation, from offense, from all these different things beyond this game. So if they beat him today, the math on teams winning game one and finishing off the series in this wildcard round feels like it's going to add up for the Guardians too, because that's all the Tigers really have. Is they have the luxury of, hey, we can win a lot of game ones in series because we have Scooble. If you beat him today, absolutely, Guardians are in the driver's seat to sort of finish this thing off in at least the next two.
That bullpen suspect. Obviously, yeah. They've got a couple guys that could rake. Like, Torkelson scares me. Carey Carpenter turns into Barry Bonds against the Guardians for whatever reason. Riley Green could hit a home run and kind of change the trajectory of a game at any given time.
Yeah.
So they do have pieces. But I just wonder, like, mentally, if they can't get past Cleveland today, like, they're probably just wondering, like, where did we go wrong this entire season? These Cleveland Guardians just have our number.
I think they've been wondering that for the last month or so, and we'll see if it plays on the field today. The tie ball game, as we mentioned, over at Progressive, which is the good news. As we continue to watch that game unfold, we got to get to the Browns because the quarterback conversation is obviously hot and heavy. We have a national analyst and a former coach making comments about a different quarterback maybe starting for the Cleveland Browns. But we got to bring this thing home first by hearing how Nick feels about what the Browns should do at the quarterback position. I shared my thoughts on it yesterday. I'll regurgitate them again. But I'm more interested in what Nick has to say. Is it time for Kevin Stefanski to make a change at quarterback, which could be coming down the pike tomorrow? We'll discuss and debate that coming up in about 5 minutes. Here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.